नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So it's not an accidental thing. So there's people who doesn't understand this, they think this is all just happened to be. Somehow happened to be. But there is always reaction, there is karma, and there is work. So the proof is, everybody wants a proof. Show me, what is the proof? This is the second class people, they all want proof. Intelligent person, such as devotees, we know that the proof is that living entity is that we are, there is reaction because of our activities performed now, and we carry that activity into the next life. Even in this life, whatever we do, there is a result that we enjoy or suffer accordingly, now or later. So, it's mentioned in this verse, expert knower of the Vedic conclusion, say, so, those who Veda Vadam, one who knows that Vidam, that the knower of the Vedas, is he who knows the scriptures very well, and so there is no problem in that. So there is no contradiction because he is in knowledge. So the idea behind any thesis that we must understand the knowledge perfectly to be able to come to the conclusion, to the point of everything. So there is suffering in this world because that suffering is coming from our karma. So depending on the seriousness of our activities, our karma, we can enjoy now or later, and this is how we get our body. So it's not that at the time of death everything is finished, like many say. When we die, that's it. That's the end of everything. But that is, of course, not a fact. If that is the fact, if everybody dying at the end, after the death there's nothing, then why is the world filling up with people? Because there's death every day. So by now the whole world should be empty. The whole planet. So there is a simple intelligent person knows that there is rebirth, reincarnation. If you go to the side of the sea, you can't see the other side. Doesn't mean there is no country on the other side. I cannot see, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I can't see behind the wall. But there is dense tree, there is houses. Just because I can't see, I can't say that, oh, it doesn't exist. Many things we cannot see. We cannot perceive with our perception, our vision is limited. That's why the scriptures goes beyond. So if you study the scripture, scripture tells us, it's like we go in the forest. You're lost in the forest. You have no idea where you are. So people take the GPS. You have a guide map. So in case you're lost. So there's everything has a system and a process by which we can come to conclusion, by which we can understand what is the end result. It's not an accidental thing. Just a simple thing. So the present body, Prabhupada mentioned here, may be finished grossly, but the subtle body is not finished. Even in this body, sometimes people are dumb. They're lying unconscious or they're drunk. But softly, they're awake. That's why Bhagavad Gita said, they're awake, but they're not awake. They're unconscious, half awake. Sleeping, walking. So, we wake up to the knowledge, then we'll understand. But when we can understand that knowledge, we have to understand through a devotee who can explain to us. The guru, the spiritual master. Not that everything is finished. There's always a reaction. Everything has a reaction. This is why devotees, we want to know something, we're serious about it. And our behavior is also to understand that, to a sincere disciple is eligible to get the mercy of a guru. It's not that I can, because I'm very intelligent and I can understand so quickly. It's not always like that. Because we also need the mercy of a guru who can, just like the Lord Maharaj, when he was through his meditation, Lord Vishnu appeared in front of him. But he was not unable to speak. He was a small boy. But Lord Vishnu tapped on his head with his conch. And he was able to speak. So similarly, we need the blessing of a guru, of a spiritual master, of the Vaishnavas, who can bless us. And that way we become eligible. It's not a material qualification that one can understand these things. Spiritual knowledge, spiritual subject, is not academic that you can study in the university. That's a different thing. Spiritual subject matter, to know Krishna, to know Bhagavan, to know God, you have to study Bhagavatam, you have to study Bhagavad Gita under the guidance of the devotee. Expert teacher, it's mentioned here, expert knower of the Vedic conclusion. This is why having study guide, the devotee is a study guide. Even though we may know that ourselves, but it's always good to study under the devotee because it can expand our understanding. So you can learn more. This is why we have so many study guides, Bhakti Sastri, Bhakti Vaibhava. Isn't it? So we can learn. Even though we are not that expert, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but we can scrutinize it nicely and study it nicely. Anyone can study it. So it becomes easy when we can perform our services in a humble manner. Then Krishna blesses us to know more. It's not that hard. It's not that I can do it. It doesn't work like that. We have to perform. This is the releases work. This is serving Krishna. It's different from material activity. Just like we cook, we do cleaning, we study, we do so many puja, so many different things, prasadam distribution. This is, we are all doing it because this is karma. It's not here. Karma activities pertaining to Krishna. Devotional service is none other than serving Krishna. Anything we do for Krishna, it is devotional service. Karma kriyate. Mentioned right here. Karma yat kriyate poktam. Kriyate means to do. Kriya, work. Our activity is strictly only to please Krishna, to please Guru. Enhance our love for Krishna through services. How to do that? We have to please Vaishnava, we have to please Krishna. Not one hand I please Krishna and another hand I do something else. Everything we do, we have to do in a way that it pleases Guru, pleases Krishna. That's karma yat kriyate. Our actions creates our future. We are creating our future. Just like people study in university, you want to get a degree, isn't it? PhD or some other degrees people go for it. Then they study for that. So so similarly, devotional service is a process by which with our actions we improve for our results. What we are going to get and what result. Am I pleasing Krishna? Am I pleasing Guru Maharaj? Am I pleasing the Vaishnavas? It's not that we can jump to Krishna. It's a very serious, devotional service is a serious thing. It's a loving exchange of devotional service, is loving exchange between Krishna and the devotee. Every devotee, we are here, we are so lucky. We are so lucky to be able to do some service to Krishna. We are so fortunate to be able to perform this karma kriyate, this activity, this pleasure, that's going to please Krishna. This is the attitude. Anything we do, because we have to remember, our actions are going to carry in the next life. Why somebody is born as a rich man, somebody is born a poor man, Somebody is born very handsome. Somebody is born ugly. Somebody is born in a very disturbed country. There is so much suffering. Somebody is born here. These things are not accidental. This is all to the karma. Somebody have so much wealth. Somebody has less. Of course, this is a material circumstance, material situation. We don't worry about it. But devotee is thinking how I can serve Krishna. Any circumstances, under any condition. This is why we sing in the Shikshashtra. Oh Lord, please, I don't care with you what position you put me in, under any condition. You're breaking my heart or not. I want to simply serve under any circumstances. So, we have to always remember our actions is what going to make us good or bad. That's so important. If I do something that displeases Guru, displeases Krishna, people cannot talk about it. Am I pleasing Krishna? Krishna is watching us. Krishna is always in our heart, He's watching us. Everything we do, we are being watched. No one's watching the sun, but the dynamic of the air. Everything has God. They're watching over us. Our body is controlled by the egos. They are knowing everything. It's not that they have a database. This is what we have. Gross material things. The demigod, they don't need that. They're all over the place. Krishna's creation, you know, is working under His direction so wonderfully. We think we are advanced. And we have so much technology. The demigods, they have everything already. Very subtle. We have gross material things. Demigods, Krishna created this mind, the eyes we can see through. Such a mechanical thing, mechanism. We have the camera. Look, they cannot create the eyes. If the eyes are damaged, you can't bring the vision back. This is God's creation. So the karma is so subtle. It's so subtle. This is why, when you do something too nice to someone, say some nice sweet word, give something gift to someone, just like this, Mother's Day. Everybody was complaining that they couldn't see their mother because of the virus. You couldn't go close to them. Some of them were very emotional, crying. But this is fact, that there's a loving exchange that gives you that feeling. When you do something to someone nice, say something nicely, pat in the back, it goes a long way. One devotee was asked, what have you done for Prabhupada? He said, just once I opened the door for him. When Prabhupada was coming, I just opened the door. And Prabhupada gave him a smile. And he said, that smile is still in my heart. This is a lifetime inspiration. It doesn't take much to please a devotee. It's so simple. Just like Krishna. Krishna is so easy to please. He said, if you don't have fancy things, just offer me fruit and water and love, and I accept it. Sometimes we don't have so many things to offer him. But he doesn't need that. He said, if you don't have, don't worry. You just offer me patram pushpa phalam, fruit, water, and leaf, flower, I accept it. If you offer it, you love and devotion. God is the owner of everything. At the same time, He's so easy to approach. He's not complicated. We make things complicated. God, He is most merciful. He accepts our loving feelings and offer to Him some service. So the karma is what is Bhagavad Gita explains. Karma is devotional service or devotee actions in Krishna consciousness. The actions in bhakti, loving devotional service. That is karma. For a devotee, there is no karma because we offer our life to Krishna. He is accepting everything. There is no reactions. But when you do things for ourselves, for our pleasure, then the karma involved remains there. Those we be very, very careful and very there is line between. When you step out of the line, we have to stay in the process of bhakti. Keep ourselves in the devotional service. Keep ourselves in the loving service to Krishna. Because it's so pleasing. To serve Krishna is very pleasing. There is no karma for us. Prabhupada used to say, you clap hand in front of the deity, your lines change. And there's no line. People in India are Sadhguru Swami, you know, they want to know what is your future. But our future is bright. Our future is we are going to back to Godhead. That's the positive thinking for a devotee. Very clear, very straight. There's no negativity in devotional life. It's all positive. Everybody's a winner. Not in material world, one person wins. And everyone's going for that. In spiritual world, everybody's a winner because everybody is getting the mercy of Krishna. So, our actions is so important. Emphasize, always Krishna emphasizing, change your life's habit. Change your actions to Krishna, conscious action, Krishna activity, devotional activity. Activity that's going to positive activity. Shine the light, full of knowledge. There's no negativity. It's all spiritual. When you do something, we have to see, am I pleasing Krishna? And is this activity is good or not? Think about it. So, there's always gross and subtle. Material world is all gross. Spiritual world is all Krishna conscious. Our consciousness has to be uplifted. Material world, they're lingering their consciousness down there somewhere. Always lingering. Their mind, mental platform, and the mind level. Spiritual life means their consciousness is uplifted to Krishna consciousness. So it's very amazing. So it's not just accidental. So the process of bhakti yoga takes us to the next level. That next level is that we are going closer to Krishna. So if it's material, we are going closer to Maya, degradation of the soul, down in the material world. Degradation of the soul means the more you forget Krishna, more you degrade yourself down to the lower platform of animal life. Away from the human life. Human life is the topmost. And then you go down to lower species. Cat, dog, and lower fish, trees, no consciousness. Then you can cut the tree, they are screaming. They may be screaming, they can't hear. They are very low conscious. Do you want that? To stand at a tree. So we are so lucky to the human form. Manushya Janma, the human form of life, is such a rare form of life. So, like I said before, the demigods are recording everything we do. They are Krishna's agents. It's not that Krishna is writing everything down. Everything has a system in this creation, in this whole creation. It's a very complex process. There are 33 million demigods. Nothing goes unnoticed, I'm afraid. We can throw dust, in India we say, we throw the dust in the policeman. In India there's a lot of corruption. He can get away with it, on the table. But the demigods knows everything. He can't throw the dust in the eyes of the Yamaraj. So Krishna's process is so wonderful. If we can understand that our future is coming closer. We're not going to live here forever. We're here for a short time. Whether in India or here, wherever we are here to serve Krishna, and it's so wonderful. Take it up very, how you say, blissfully. Take it up blissfully. Shushukam kantam bhavayam. Krishna said this process is a blissful process. Take it up blissfully. Nothing to be in anxiety about. The problem is we make the problem. There's no problem. We create the problem. We create the material world, jara jagat. Material world, the place of misery, because we're loving it, this misery. We don't mind to hang on in the miserable material world. So the whole process is to get out of this material world, go back to God. But people, they don't care. They're loving the ignorance. So we as devotees, we're the highest people, highest. What is that? There's a verse, we are higher than the demigods, the devotees, Vaishnavas. So we have to act on that. Show that. Show that to the others. How it is, we are higher. Srila Prabhupada, you see his life. Srila Prabhupada was attacked once by a group of people in his room in Vrindavan. Big guys, they came in, attacked Prabhupada. All surrounded Prabhupada. And they said, "Yes, Swamiji, you are making these foreigners, Brahmana, they are Sutra, they are low class, they are middle child. How you can do that? You are destroying our culture of India." They're shouting and shouting. You know, they're all over him. Prabhupada was like a little boy sitting in the ground like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And everybody, all the 400 devotees are big people. They said, "Wow, they will get the Prabhupada." Said, "Leave it, I'll deal with the situation." He just kept chanting. And they're shouting and shouting, getting louder and louder. And the devotees were already, you know, but Prabhupada said, "Just stop, I will deal with the whole situation." Prabhupada just, so they didn't know what Prabhupada was going to do. And then, Prabhupada looked up while they were shouting. He says, "I'm just trying to follow the instruction of my Guru Maharaj." That's all he said. No fun, no, talking, nothing. And they all put their head down and they walked out. Never came back. Everybody was amazed how Prabhupada dealt with the thing. So we have to learn from our Guru. Learn from Prabhupada, learn from Krishna, how to deal with the Vaishnava. Vaishnava is our expert, devotees are spiritual master. Why are we seeing Guru the morning? The Gurus are very expert, spiritual masters, expert in dealing with the situation, how to engage the disciples in service, how to engage the people in Krishna's service. It's expert in every way. So, disciple, in our moment, there are so many different gurus. They are so wonderful because they can teach their disciple how to become like the guru. This is why you choose another one guru and you choose another guru. Different people choose different guru because they inspire you. You can't say, "I have you plus, I have initiation from Radha Maharaj and I'll take initiation from Kanaka Maharaj. And I have sannyas from Indrajana Maharaj." You know. I don't know if they have a system or not, but I don't think so. So far, nobody has done that. But the idea is, they're all there to inspire us. Someone's very immediateness in spiritual life. So everybody's there to inspire us in Krishna consciousness. It's not that. So we have similarly, all the devotees, we can learn from our Guru how to advance the spiritual life. It's not that's an overnight thing. Everything takes time, especially in spiritual life. When you turn the fan off, in India everybody uses the fan. Many places they don't have air conditioning, they use fan. So when you turn it off, they have 1 to 5, right? If you want really fast, you put on 5. Then if you don't want too fast, and you were in Calcutta, we lived in the ashram, and We had a fan on all night, on the roof. This is a long time ago. And everybody sleep under the fan, because it's very cooling. Sometimes it's so hot, and we would put some water on gumstone and stuff, and put the fan, and it would dry out. It was so hot. So if you want to lower the fan, you put it number 2 or 3. So when you turn it off, it's still going, because it's so fast. So don't think we are devotees, we completely immediately bang, we are pure. The fan is still going. The karma is still in us. It takes time to wash it off. Jetta dharma marjana through chanting, associating with devotees, regular nityam bhavata sevaya, regular hearing, regular chanting, studying, swadhaya, study. The brahmanas, they study. Sutras like me, I work hard. But the point is, we have to work hard plus study. Not work, work, work. We also need to study. Why are we working? It is serving Krishna. Because Prabhupada said so. We need to study. You distribute books. We also know what's in it. Otherwise people ask you, I'll ask, let me see. It's too late. You must know. So we have expected to know what is what. What is knowledge? So it's not that just everything just happens to you. Accidental. A non-devotee, an atheist, they have no belief. They simply think that it's all just happening, going on by accident. I was telling one of my students in China, a foreigner, about how, their creation and how it all works is so wonderful, and the ocean and the sea, and how our body works. He was saying, if you actually look at the scientific way, how it works, it's just a mechanic. So he was trying to explain to me, I had tried to explain to him, it's more than that. But he didn't want to know about God. So how to explain to somebody who doesn't want to know about God? Very difficult, actually. He's trying to tell people, your nose is in front of your face. You just have to touch it. But trying to tell them how to touch it, around your head, behind them. That's what we're trying to preach to someone who doesn't know God, but explain to him in a way without talking about God. That's very difficult. So this everything boils down to there's a person behind everything that's making everything go. Not that it's all happening, because how is this possible? This is why you're recording this. Not that the camera, it was inside the cupboard and it put itself leg and it walked here and then started recording me. He had to set it all up. And the Japanese made the camera. Right? And then each part made by its components in the camera, positioning it in the right places, and making all the parts, some factory somewhere, and the plastic and all the things, and all the intricate components. Not that the camera is inside the cupboard, and it came from flying to inside the cupboard and put it together, and it just came in front of me to record me. No, you had to come and set it all, put it in my OTD. Somebody over there, with the answer, someone at home, they're in lockdown, they can't come, they can't watch it. Not accidental. There's always a person behind who's setting it all up. Simple fact. So, how is this karma thing is working? Yes, I can never understand. All I know, if I eat food, and it does get digested. That's all. How it is digested, and the energy going through your body, I know it becomes stool and goes out, that's it. But I don't think so. Our understanding is very basic. We need to know more. how the world is created, the creation. We simply eat, fill our belly with khichdi and salad and all those things. Well, our brain gets clogged up and we act in a passionate way. This is why some of you are doing passion, fasting, which is good. Clean all that garbage out of the system. Our movement is not here to just fill up our belly. We have to work hard for Krishna. To go back to Godhead is not that easy. Just chant 16 rounds, half the time you sleep, and then you make a love of Godhead. And we call each other like cat and dog, and we expect to go back to Godhead. So take this process not lightly. This is a serious process. Srila Prabhupada worked so hard to spread this Krishna consciousness, this movement. Srila Prabhupada, one man, gave his whole life this whole movement. We are so lucky to have this Hare Krishna movement. If you are a devotee in some other sampradaya, it's a very tough life. Gaudiya Mathas, for example, in India, they eat once a day, whatever they get. It's very tough. We are very lucky by the mercy of Prabhupada. He worked so hard. By his mercy, we have this Krishna consciousness. Beautiful Radha-Vallabha, beautiful temple, all of Islam. We are so lucky. Take things not for granted. See things. We love each other. Every one of you is so loving. This is how I see it. Every bhakta, every brahmachari, every manji, every man and woman are so fortunate. Respect that. Love them. I have so much feeling and loving for all the devotees. This is how I see. Prabhupada used to cry if anybody left the Hare Krishna movement. So how hard it is to make a devotee. And how easy to hurt someone. Isn't it? If you say something nice to someone, they'll remember all their life. Oh, like that devotee. He opened the door for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada smiled. He didn't do much. And others were serving him personally and doing much. He just opened the door. So we have to be like that, very touching. Touch the heart of the people through our purity. Purity is the force. If our behavior, if our Krishna consciousness doesn't touch the heart of anybody, any devotee, how are we going to touch Krishna? We have to please Krishna's devotee before we can please Krishna. This is how it works. Process is not like so difficult. Otherwise Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam was not for us. It's not difficult, it's easy. Easy for the people of Kali Yuga. We are the people of Kali Yuga. We are not like advanced people. I may be a proper disciple, but I just happen to be. We are all lucky. We are all connected. We are all connected to Krishna. We are very lucky. So, always see the end result of our actions, our activity. We should be very, very thankful. People are always very thankful. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Prabhu. Because it takes time to create that humbleness in us. Because we are so proud in our heart. I'm this, I'm that. I'm the center of everything. This is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? I'm the enjoyer, I am this, I am that. Amamiti. We have to smash our ego. I'm this, I'm that. This is not the way. If you want to please Krishna, if you want to please Guru Maharaj, you have to touch the heart of Vaishnava. At least it's my feeling. Because I know the karma is so heavy. I'm going to suffer for it. I'm scared. It's good to have that fear. Always good to have the fear. Fear comes from not people serve your fear because you're attached. It's not always that may be the case, but also we have to be afraid of Maya or afraid that I'm offended Vaishnava. Some fear should be there. That comes from humility. Never think yourself, oh, I'm so on that. Always do our service humbly. That's more pleasing. You say something like I was saying in a nice way to a Prabhu or Maharaj or anyone in a temple atmosphere or anyone outside. Or these people all talk about the Hare Krishna, they're so nice. All the Hare Krishna people over there, so they were so nice, they were on the street chanting and gave me this book. They always give food. They don't talk good about Hare Krishna. So when they come to our temple, this is their home. We invite them. This is our home. If ourselves living here, this is our home. If we are not happy here, how are we going to make other people come here and be happy? So we have to create this place. It's a temple, it's Krishna's place. It's a beautiful place. It's a mandir. Radha Bhakta is so beautiful. You see here, so peaceful. And you go out, it's all connected. So it's not that, you know, we're chanting Hare Krishna, we can do what the hell we like. We have to always know that it's all Krishna behind us, watching us. Prabhupada is there watching us. We are not here to live comfortably. We have to go back to Godhead. We are not here to eat and sleep. We have to go back to Godhead. Please, Krishna. You just see Prabhupada, how he worked. Blood, his own blood. He made this mission, this Hare Krishna mission. And everybody wants a bit of it. You know. He cooked the cake and everybody wants to eat it now. And not give him the result. Prabhupada, his mercy, we are all here. In a moment, all can be taken away. Krishna can take it all away. Boom. In a moment. We can get sick or we can have an accident in so many ways. We make an offering to our Vaishnava, all taken away. Krishna can take it away soon. He doesn't need our service. Krishna has Lakshmi and Gopis, the Gopis and Lakshmi and Vaikuntha, they're sweeping the streets. What is the need to sweep the street there? There's no dust in Vaikuntha. They're sweeping out of love. Here there's plenty of dust. Day and night and clean, still there's dust. There's an end of service here. Do our service, half the time we sleep. And they think, oh, fantastic. Krishna karma. You see, the Goswamis, they work. They ate so little, they forgot to even eat. They were always remembering Krishna, always studying, writing books. And Prabhupada was the same. He worked so hard. He was studying all night and translating, traveling, and very elderly man. He was super busy. And Prabhupada would go to some small place and he said, bring me someone so I can talk to. He'd be pacing up and down the room because he wanted to preach. Here he was never goofing around. He was busy serving Krishna. That's pure devotee. Pure devotee means, a child means, one who shows by his own example a life to others. I go home, I feel like, you know, try to make more, like nothing to do, then I get very, very annoyed. Go to a park to exercise, you know, like you all locked down in the temple. It's so annoying for us. We are not here to sit in the forest like the yogis. We're hard-working devotees. Prabhupada was... If this lockdown time Prabhupada was here, first of all, in the hammock, Prabhupada was here. Krishna was in the lava. We all wanted to sleep, so he made this lockdown thing. Okay. And I mean, this is how I see it. People say, oh, because we clean the environment, because the Yamuna River is very clean now, the ducks can walk on the street, the deers come out. We don't care about these things. We care about the ducks walking and crossing the red light. I mean, of course, the Yamuna River is always clean. This is our vision. We want to go out and preach the glories, the holy name. Street villages. Who gives a damn about lockdown? That's going to make us eat and sleep all day and get fat. And go to the toilet 10 times a day. You know? So Krishna consciousness is a dynamic thing. If we accept it, if we not, it's just going to be eat and sleep thing. Going to be. We're going to create activities that's going to only disturb us. See, the devotional service is a dynamic process. So this whole process of Krishna consciousness depends on how we see it, how we are reacting to it. If it's going for our pleasure, then it's going to be a place for enjoyment. If we are not seeing it is here, we are here to please Krishna, yeah, we are here to preach Krishna's glories, we are here to work hard like our Guru Maharaj, like our Acharya. Temple is not a hotel. We come here, fill up our belly, and fill up your big containers, take it all home, because you plan to cook what you want to cook for yourself, then you cook for Krishna, that, so you can take it away afterward. I wish everybody was here to talk these things. This is what everybody needs to hear. And they don't hear it. Unless they're hearing on the thing. So, we talk about karma all the time, but we're not understanding what is complicating these things. What is the complication of the karma? Bhagavatam says, in the name of religion, we are doing things in the name of religion, but actually we are doing it underneath for ourselves. It's not to please Krishna. To make a show of it. Oh, I'm in the kirtan. Oh, here I am wearing silk dhoti. I have the best tilak than you. Vigasika than you. Who cares? Krishna sees how hard you work for him. Janananda Prabhu, he was a great Vaishnava, proper crying when he passed away. He was working day and night. He even drive a taxi and give the money to Prabhupada so he can print books. Prabhupada didn't have no money. And he was falling asleep in the Bhagavatam class while Prabhupada gave the talk. I mean, that's offensive to your Guru Maharaj speaking and you fall asleep. The sannyasis are poking with the danda. Hey you! And Prabhupada stopped them. Prabhupada said, let him sleep in my class. He said, he worked so hard. All of you put together, more than all of you put together. Let him sleep in my class. So Prabhupada is, don't think Prabhupada is just Murti sitting there. You come and offer a little bit of flour and you take off. What if Prabhupada was actually here? How was he at Prabhupada time? During the Guru Puja was ecstatic. We were looking forward to Guru Puja, Prabhupada was sitting so ecstatic. You come in here whenever you like and leave whenever you like. Free hotel, do whatever you like. You know, Prabhupada sitting there, oh, he's just a Murti. He's not there actually. If you're doing that, this is the feeling. Prabhupada is there, he's watching us. As soon as I walk in the temple, I know Krishna's. He's everywhere. Especially, this is his house. When I go to somebody's house, he's there. You're being watched. So everything is Krishna. But so similarly, so try to see what we're here for. Our actions are going to create good or bad result or not. For us, activities is spiritual activities. For us, whatever we do is activities that will please Krishna. That's all. You know, I came here all the way from China. I had a very good time there, I tell you. I lived in China 10 years. I lived in Hong Kong 5 years, 10, 15 years. Fully independent. Nobody tells me what to do. I was making enough money, more than anybody in whole China. I was doing so much busy yoga workshops, super busy, flying here, flying there, But I got a lot of criticism from devotees because I was not associating enough with devotees. So I gave up after 15 years. And I chose to come here to Melbourne Temple. But this is such a nice temple. I'm very inspired by it. So I came here. So, you know, I was thinking, whatever I do, I have to be careful. It's going to be bad for me. So let me do it nicely. Because I'm here to do that. Even when I was in Hong Kong, I had such a good time. But I gave it up. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said, I had a very good life there. Vrindavan, sitting in that place, you know, simple, you know, no headache. He had whole movement. It's a headache for him. So many people to take care and so on. But he gave it up, that pleasure, Vrindavan. He went all over the world to preach Krishna consciousness because that was his meant to do. His Guru Maharaj wanted him to do that. We have to give up our own pleasures for the higher. If there is difficulty, we still have to accept it as a blessing of Krishna. There's a hardship. It's not easy living everybody together in our Krishna moment. And sometimes I pray to Krishna, that's a devotee doesn't give me hard time. Usually humans give me hard time. Sometimes our own people can also give you hard time. We need to pray to Lord Nishinadev. That's even difficult for Lord Nishinadev to make choice. You know. So we need to make sure everything we do is going to be comfortable. You know, spiritually. Okay. Hare Krishna. I don't talk too much today. Sorry. Forgive me if I said I try to line everything up, and sometimes a little bit, it's good to be a little bit heavy. Sadhu means heavy, but I'm not meant to hurt anyone, but try to say things that are in line with the books at the same time, and you know, we're not here to massage everyone, oil everyone. I'm here to keep the knowledge. Same time, okay, so that's all. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.